This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch here in Hour 3. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Once again, that number is 800-259-9231, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, Free Talk Live. .com. Right back into your phone calls. Thanks to everybody who is so patient, like Dan in Alabama, listening on WVNA. Hello, Dan.
Paula from Florida should have warned Mary from Chicago about those gas-spewing killer termites heading north.
You're referring to, for all of our listeners that don't know who Paula is, you are in WVNA land down there in Florence, so you get the weekday show, so you get to hear a lot from Paula. She's a chronic caller, and she is nutso.
Well, I'm also from Tuscumbia, Alabama, birthplace of First Lady of Courage, Helen Keller, WVNA, and also next door to the Free State of Winston. I called you last year, and one of you Googled it. And
I vaguely recall this now.
And Julia, wherever she is.
Julia is busily making some wonderful food for us.
That's great, fellas. But greetings, fellow liberty lovers from the Free State of Winston. But I've got a complaint. I'm tired of these Mexican natives invading our country. They're parasites. And they're,
whoa. All right. We're going to disagree on this one.
There are about as many here in Alabama as there are in Texas.
We're going to disagree on this one, my friend, because I've known many of those Mexican immigrants, and they are not parasites. If you can only be a parasite if there's something to glom onto and suck off of. And as long as the welfare state exists, yes, some of them will be parasites. But for the most part, they're hard-working folks that are coming here to make a better life for themselves. So how about we just get rid of the government welfare programs and then open the borders? Then they can't be parasites anymore, right?
No, you misunderstood me. They're stealing from the possums. Talking about armadillos.
What are they stealing?
I'm talking about the armadillos.
They're stealing
what? Mexican natives
from the possums here in northwest Alabama.
I am confused.
So armadillos have moved in?
Yes, sir.
Last 10 years... You're a very tricky man.
You're mighty slow.
Yes.
Smart man.
You got me on that one, man.
Keep up the good work, fellas.
Thanks, dude. We appreciate hearing from you. Man, he nailed me on that one. That was cute.
He fooled us, yeah.
That was cute.
Yeah.
All right, 800-259-9231. So just to clarify, in case someone else was as dark as I was.
Armadillos are Mexican natives?
The armadillos are coming up from Mexico, according to him, and stealing the possums in the night. Which is fine by me. Possums are kind of ugly and scary.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure they do their job eating carrion and things like that. So I suppose we should like them. I saw one in the backyard a couple of years ago, and they're like giant fat rats. And
yeah,
it turned and hissed at me.
Yeah.
And all I could think of is the little fact popped in my mind. Possums have more
rabies.
More teeth than any other animal in North America.
Yeah.
And they do have more teeth, but. So I yelled at it. Ah! It ran away.
It's probably more like a shriek, if I know you.
Yeah, that's Fruity. How I yelled it. Ah!
All right, let's go and continue. Livewire is on the line listening to WFTL in Fort Lauderdale. Hello, Livewire.
Good evening. First of all, kudos to you guys for creating Free Talk Live, because it is an amazing program, an amazing effort to keep that which is most patriotic about this country. Free speech. And,
well, somebody had to do it. I'm glad you appreciate it. Do us a favor, though, Livewire, and call Ken Pauley at James Crystal Radio there. And if you are also in your local area listening on a radio station, call your station, tell them thanks for airing Free Talk Live, and ask them to air more, because you guys could get us 6 days a week down there in Fort Lauderdale, but you don't.
Yeah, okay, I'll definitely do that. And I'll just say I'm not online at my house, so I'm not able to necessarily pick up the program. That's why I listen to AM radio all the time.
Sure.
Now, my topic, I had heard yesterday on the same day that a longtime prominent U.S. senator had died. There was also another U.S. senator who's still in office who put out in the media that he would like to create a national speed limit again, because he seems to think that by creating this national speed limit, it will reduce gas consumption and environmental bad output and all that kind of nonsense.
Oh,
and it's amazing to me that these guys that apparently get Alzheimer's disease when they're still in office and can't be forced out come up with such communist dogma as that, is to tell the individual states and the people within them, you know, what speed they have. Hey, if you're a multiple millionaire and you want to drive a Hummer and you want to spend that kind of gas on a daily basis, that's your business.
Absolutely. And, if you put your pedal to the metal and, you know, go really fast and burn a bunch of gasoline, it's only you that you're hurting.
Your gas. You bought it.
What's the big deal? You know what this really is, though? This is just another excuse to control people and another excuse to set the speed limits low so they can start popping people for going over the speed limit. I mean, that's a money-making machine. It's not about saving you money. It's about extracting more money from you into the coffers of the state.
That is correct.
Livewire, any other thoughts?
Well, I could go on for hours about all kinds of things. I will say this. I'm very much a conservative, very strong conservative, have been but a registered independent voter for many years. And I'm originally from New Orleans, Louisiana. I was born there.
Oh, you still got the accent.
Yeah, okay, great. And for anyone who seems to think that liberalism has benefit to society, all they need to do is look at New Orleans and the state of Louisiana and the fact that whatever problems might have been there before Hurricane Katrina as well as afterwards, the fact of the matter is for decades and decades, historically, Democrats have been running that city and state, and they've been running it into the ground.
Well, before you go on with that, I just have to throw this out there. I don't like tossing around terms like liberal and conservative because they don't really mean anything anymore. To some people, they mean some things, but to others, they mean different things. And it seems to me that, yeah, sure, you can go and point fingers at the Democrats, but fingers can also be pointed at the Republicans as well. I mean, those guys say they're for small government, but when given the opportunity and when, you know, having total control of the federal government, they didn't do a damn thing to make government any smaller. So it's not all the Democrats, my friend. It's all of them, Republicans and Democrats together. Your thoughts?
Yeah, well, just one final thought, and that's that, once again, it's a historical fact. Aside from the current Republican governor that is there right now, it's still a Democratic-controlled Senate, state legislature there, and predominantly for many, many decades. There's families that have actually had the assessor's office within New Orleans. It's been in the same same family has been running it for like since 1945.
Hey, that's how government is, you know. It's by the government, for the government, whatever party they're from. Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Let's talk to Mike in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, Mike. I want to kudo you guys too. I appreciate you guys. You know.
All right, enough of the limit.
Second limit.
What are you calling?
Well, you know, Mary, she's an interesting gal.
Yeah, she sure is. Never heard from her before.
Yeah. And now there's about four possibilities going on with Mary that you guys didn't consider.
Okay, you're talking, by the way, for those just tuning in, about a relatively crazy lady, probably one of the craziest ladies that's ever called the show.
She called earlier tonight,
claiming that unknown men were gassing her through her floorboards in her apartment building. Go ahead, sir.
All right. Well, number one, there could be a meth lab below her. You ever consider that?
That's a possibility.
Nope, didn't consider it. Possibility.
Two, do you ever see Jacob the Ladder?
Yeah, where the guy, Vietnam vet, goes off the deep end, right?
Well, what was he signed up for medical experiments, and they did a bunch of LSD-type drugs on him. It's a true story. I mean, it's a really true story. And he started having flashbacks and seeing things, and it totally destroyed his life. Anyways, there's an actual group of men that played out, and he actually ended up winning a lawsuit, but I think most of them were found dead somehow.
Oh,
so anyway, so that's a possibility. Was, you know, she's a victim of the pharmaceuticals of her past, whether it was induced by herself or by the government.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, she could be an alien, and the men in black are just keeping up on her.
Maybe, or maybe it's just that she's been living alone way too long. You know, if you don't contact other human beings, you don't have that sort of grounding that other human beings can provide to you, then your mind can go off in all kinds of crazy directions.
Well, I mean, did you ask her if one of the guys looked like Will Smith?
Actually, it turned out that there weren't guys after all.
She didn't see them.
We thought there were guys in the beginning of the call, but then we discovered that she was saying they were just gassing her through the floor. Thanks, dude, for the call tonight. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. John's on the line. We got a lady listener coming up. Francis, your call. It's Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com. And try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600, WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cardivite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cardivite, that's all changed now.
I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cardivite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cardivite.
We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.com or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing.
Life has changed. We're not 21 anymore. We have responsibilities. That's why there's Drinkin' Made Hangover Defense. Sure, we've done our share of partying.
Yeah, dude.
Now, kicking back with the neighbors and a few beers is more our style. But let's face it, as we get older, even that can leave us feeling run down the next morning. With Drinkin' Made, you can have a few drinks tonight without waking up feeling like you had a few. Drinkin' Mate's patented and proven formula of guava leaf extract has antioxidants and other unique properties that help prevent the headache, queasy stomach, and dehydration even a few drinks can leave behind. Just dissolve one Drinkin' Mate in water and take it before bed. It's that easy. The next morning, bring on the responsibilities. Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense is available at retailers nationwide. Pick up some today. Remember your Drinkin' Mate and wake up feeling great.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com, where if you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download entire year's worth of the show, in fact, right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. So we mentioned earlier, many of our radio listeners only get to pick us up on Saturdays. Certainly you should call your local program directors and say hi and tell them you appreciate Free Talk Live and ask for more. But in the meantime, go and grab some archives over at freetalklive.com and see, or rather hear, what you have been missing. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live, by the way, is brought to you by the Free State Project. It is your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. By the way, we are Free State Project members and also early movers here to the very beautiful state of New Hampshire. So if you love liberty, you owe it to yourself to look into the Free State Project. We continue with your calls. Ladies first, it's Frances, listening on WXNT in Indianapolis. Hello, Frances.
Yes, yes. Good evening. You guys are great.
Thanks. What's on your mind?
First of all, I listen to lots of talk radio, and I'm amazed at the intelligence of the American people. We're great, and the politicians either don't know that or know that and don't want us to know that we are that great. Secondly,
we could be greater, though. I mean, Americans could be a lot more sharp than they currently are because they, for the most part, were educated in government indoctrination camps, which are by design meant to dumb people down. So Americans could be a lot sharper.
More than 50% can name all five Simpsons, but only 1 out of 1,000 can name all five rights that are guaranteed us by the First Amendment.
Mm.
That's true, but intrinsically, I think we all know that we're individually and individually, we are so sharp. Listening to talk radio is just, it's great. It's one of the best things that's ever happened regarding any form of media on the planet ever.
I'll agree with you there. Yeah. I do love talk radio.
Yeah, I think you think that it beats the heck out of hearing Crazy Train one more time.
So what else did you have? Just wanted to lavish praise on people or anything else on your mind?
Well, no, I'm not brown-nosing anybody. I feel that in my heart. But I have a person who is close to me, my daughter, actually, who works with people, legal and illegal aliens, Mexican. And the legal Mexicans, and this is not talked about, I don't think, too much, but they're really ticked off at the illegal Mexicans who come over here.
Why is that?
Well, because they had to go through jump hoops.
Cycle of abuse. The cycle of abuse. Usually when people are abused, they want to see other people become abused.
It's like the hazing process in college.
Yeah.
You know, this guy got blindfolded and got super drunk and pushed into a pool or something, and they want the same thing to happen to the next group.
Yep, that's all that really is, and it's sad. I certainly understand where they're coming from. If anything, they should change their perspective and be proud of their fellow man for having the courage to avoid all the government hoops and the nonsense that they put up in front of people. But unfortunately, we don't have a culture that encourages that. We have a culture that says, well, if you've broken the law, you're a bad person. But the fact is, the laws are bad, and as Martin Luther King suggested, bad laws should be disobeyed. It's your duty as a good, liberty-loving person.
Rosa Parks broke the law about sitting in the front of the bus. What do you think about that?
Yeah, exactly. I want to thank you for bringing that point up, and thank you for the call tonight, Francine. 800, or not Francine, but Francis, 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. There's an echo. I don't know who's on the line.
Somebody's
hopefully
up.
It's John in Charleston listening on WSCFM. Hello, John.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
As probably your screener told you, I'm one of those people you detest. I work in law enforcement.
Ah.
But I had a quick question. You had made a mention earlier about one of your callers had called in and sit here and said about the open borders, and you asked them about the government, and you said that you would just get rid of them all. And said, vote them all out, get rid of them all.
I just ignore them. You can't really vote them out because for instance, if you were to get a none of the above on the ballot or something like that, they just ignore it. And or if nobody went and voted, they just keep doing their government
I have
thing.
A different view on it. I believe that government has a couple of sort of legitimate roles, you know, the maintenance of roads, policing.
But they suck at maintaining the roads, and the police, many of them are out of control.
I think that it would be the police would be a lot better if we return people's Fourth Amendment rights.
The war on drugs.
Drugs.
So there's some ways you can improve the government police, but the fact is, all of these governmental services that people think should be provided by government, because, well, in their lifetime they always have been, can be provided in the marketplace on a voluntary basis in a much more efficient manner, and then we bring competition into the picture, which of course brings innovation and all wonderful things that the marketplace brings us. So I'm suggesting not necessarily just simply wiping out government, but transitioning from a coercive model, an authoritarian model of government to a voluntary, consensual-based situation. Does that make any sense?
A little bit, but also, I mean, I also want to bring up another thing. Y'all have it totally wrong. The police are beloved in the media. We get beat down.
You get beat down?
Police get beat down. You don't ever see anything about police officers, and they actually do something right. But the minute they mess up, it's on the news 15, 20 times, and I mean, by the 11 o'clock show. They're on there.
You know, I don't know. It seems like their word is taken. Whenever the police trot out their little spokesperson, everything that they say seems to be taken as the God's honest truth. And, you know, when they don't respond to questions from the press, well, it's just no comment. And they don't rake them over the coals. And they should.
Well, I can understand that that being a law enforcement officer, you could have that perspective. You could feel like, well, we do so much good, and they don't pay attention to that. From that aspect, I understand where you're coming from. Like,
I've had that perspective before I went in law enforcement. I mean, I think this is the greatest job in the world. I came into it this year and tried to actually help people. Granted, there are laws out here that are, I mean, just so many laws, but it's still a great job. And I mean, I get spit on, I get yelled at, I get cussed at.
I don't deny, let me address that real quick, John. I don't deny that there are people out there that are very rude to the police, but I think they have some
95% of the people.
I think they have justification, and the reason why, and I realize you're out there. And
how many did you say, John?
95%.
95% of the people.
See, this is what I believe happens, unfortunately, to our great law enforcement officers out there, is they get a perception that 95% of the people are out to get them. When I'll tell you, John.
95% of the people are the ones that we have to deal with. That are doing
right. It's 95% perhaps of the people that you have to deal with, but the real people out here that pay the paychecks and that are doing the right thing, that every once in a while you cross paths with, like, this is it's sort of the attitude that that the cops have a tendency to show us, and when we're not part of that 95%, you know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean, Mark. I totally
okay.
lost.
So, like, yeah, I believe police become jaded. Very, very jaded in their line of work.
Police can get cynical, and we do hear about that when we go through the academy and everything else. And, I mean, granted, there are a bunch of people who can get cynical, but, you know.
But we get jaded, too. The rest of us get jaded, too, because you guys are out there enforcing bad laws. You're out there enforcing laws against people that, involve consensual acts. We're talking about, of course, the war on drugs or prostitution, gambling, for instance, but primarily drugs. And, John, if you'll hang on, I'm going to bring you back to continue this discussion because it's an important one. I'm glad we're having it. Hang on. We're with John here in a moment. He is a law enforcement officer in the Charleston, South Carolina area. 800-259-9231. Let's talk about why it is that people don't like the cops. I mean, because
I don't know anybody
that like the police, that like the job that they're doing. They might like them individually,
right, like
but the job
people.
Is the problem. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever suffered from giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports as suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info. To learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of July, Visit gasfreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info. That's gasfreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24-DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
By the age of 60, half of all men have a prostate-related problem. Is there an alternative way to relieve suffering and pain of an enlarged prostate? There sure is. It's called Poulien, and it's offered exclusively from NaturallyPure.com. Poulien is a patented supplement for the treatment of prostatitis and BPH, also known as an enlarged prostate. Formulated by a Chinese master herbalist, Poulien contains vital nutrients proven to have powerful anti-inflammatory effects on the prostate. Put an end to those frequent trips to the bathroom with no adverse side effects. Right now, a two-bottle treatment is available for the low price of $49.95. Call 805-434-5444. That's 805-434-5444. Or visit them online at Naturally, that's 1L and NaturallyPure.com. That's NaturallyPure.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 10% off of your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Stop the agony, stop the pain. NaturallyPure.com, your source for prostate health.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is your program. If you dial in and take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want, 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Live Saturday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there. The dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show, just go to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
If you're thinking about starting a business, here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that can wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. They do all sorts of legal documents, patents, wills, living trusts, trademarks. Use code FTL to save $10 off your order. That's FTL, $10 off your order at LegalZoom.com.
All right, let's go back to John. He is a law enforcement officer in the WSC region, Charleston, South Carolina. You stuck with us, John, and I appreciate that. It's an important conversation we're having here about the government police. You'd initially asked about how what I was proposing earlier when I was suggesting transitioning to a market-based protection service option. And, you know, that's certainly a lengthy discussion. But then we got into the area of, you know, why people dislike the government police that we have today. And if you'll allow me for a moment to speculate on this, are you still there, by the way, John?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. I'm going to just speculate on this, and I'll get your thoughts on this. Because from what I've understand, the interactions I've had both online and in real life with other law enforcement officers, they have these laws that the politicians pass that it's their job to enforce. And they may have opinions about the laws. They may disagree with the laws. But, damn it, they still go out there and they enforce the laws they disagree with. I think if that one thing were to change, then I think we'd see a whole different situation in the world of policing as far as how you're received from people. Because the fact is, we saw some statistics, I think it was earlier this week, that about 50% of Americans will admit when asked that at some point in their life they smoked marijuana. And so you're talking about a significant percentage of Americans that had they gotten caught when they'd been smoking that marijuana or possessing the marijuana to smoke, they would have ended up probably behind the bars of a prison cell. And if they at, you know, prior to that point in their life had thought the police were out there to keep them safe and protect them, then they would have all of a sudden had those, you know, that viewpoint shattered by the reality of the fact that these men in blue are coming, or green, depending on where you are coming, to take their freedom away from them because they made the choice to, you know, put a, you know, plant material into their body. And I think that, you know, the fact that you've got these law enforcement officers out there enforcing what are really bad laws against innocent people who've never harmed another person, as you continue to arrest more people for these consensual so-called crimes, and over 1.5 million arrests were made last year alone for mostly drug possession so-called crimes.
Well, that's just drugs. That's 1.5 million drug...
Right. Right. So as you continue processing through these people, putting them into the system, behind bars, letting them out, you know, charging them hundreds of dollars, and then, you know, violation of probation, putting them back in, they come to the conclusion that the police are not there to protect them, that the police are not, you know, officer friendly that they were told about when they went to elementary school. And, you know, word gets around that the cops are out there doing bad things, and let alone all the stories of the police corruption and abuse, where we talked earlier about the cops, I think it was in Ohio, that strip searched a woman for no reason whatsoever. And, I mean, there's just story after story of police abuse that go around out there. And, you know, it'd be one thing if the cops wouldn't get away with it, like if they could, you know, if they abused somebody and then got in trouble, but nine times out of ten, they get vindicated. The cops get backed up by the system. The thin blue line closes ranks around its own, and these guys, they can, in many cases, John, they can get away with murder. So what do you think that does to the public's perception of what it is you're out there doing? I understand you got in to help people, but if you're helping people into prison cells for not hurting anybody else, do you understand that people aren't going to like you?
I can understand that, and I went into the job knowing that. But also, did they know that they were when they were smoking that narcotic, that it was illegal?
I don't think they cared, man.
Hold on.
They still did it. They said it was illegal, and they still did it, knowing
right.
It was illegal.
I understand.
They know that they can get caught, and they know they can go to jail for it, but they still did it themselves. It's called choice. They do it to themselves.
Right. I know that they make those choices. But, you know, not all laws are good, and free people should be able to – good people disobey bad laws.
Do you agree?
Okay.
Do you agree with that?
I agree with that.
All right. So
I can't sit here and specifically say which laws I agree with and disagree with.
I know you're on the job.
When I took the oath to start the job, it was to enforce all the laws.
I understand that. What would it take? Here's my question for you, John.
We do have discretion.
Sure.
But our discretion is also limited.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, you pull somebody over, you can let them go. Just take the joint, let them go, or whatever. And I'm sure that there are officers, maybe you
sometimes
or one of them,
can, sometimes
that
you can,
have
depending.
Done that. Yeah, I mean, it depends. But and certainly, I appreciate those law enforcement officers that do that. Of course, all that's unsung because they can't really stand up and say, "Hey, I let five pot smokers."
Should they let the guy go who has the pound in his car?
Of course they should, because he's not hurting anybody.
Okay.
Right. You know, the fact is these drug laws are absolutely outrageous, and the...
A semi-truck full of it, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I mean, drugs don't hurt
anybody. You don't stop semi-truck full of liquor, do you?
Well, if it was illegal.
It's not illegal.
Right.
So here's my question for you, John. Here's a provocative question to get the...
We all go back to the first one about the safety check.
Let me get this question out there. It's a provocative one. Maybe get a few gears turning, maybe with you and some other folks that might be you know, taking the position. Well, it's illegal. Well, okay. Here's the question. As a law enforcement officer, you're sworn to uphold the law and enforce the law. What would it take for you as a law enforcement officer to say, no, I'm not going to enforce that one at any point ever? What law would it take for them to pass for you to make a statement like that?
I can't give you a specific law. All I can do is sit here and say, if I know my gut feeling, I'm not going to sit here and do something that I feel is extremely wrong, even if it costs me my job.
Would you confiscate guns?
If they're legal?
Yeah, well, they'll make them illegal.
They're going to make them illegal. They're going to, let's say that they send you around to confiscate people's firearms.
I'm a big proponent of the Second Amendment.
That's good.
I wonder about the police.
If they're going to sit here and make us go in there, then I'm going to get in trouble.
Well, I wish that the police that went around during Hurricane Katrina and confiscated the guns then, and in Kansas during the flooding, I wish that those police had been big proponents of the Second Amendment, because I think that those are the times when those people needed their weapons the most.
The people in Katrina, from what I was understanding, Katrina, they should have used them, but.
Well, yeah, but certainly there were people shooting at police officers during Katrina.
Exactly, they were shooting at the Coast Guard.
But there was no conviction. You don't know which people were shooting. The cops don't know who was shooting, so they just tried to take everybody's guns.
Well, people are shooting.
Well,
I need my phone.
Coast Guard could see it because they were filming it. When they were watching this, they were trying to rescue people and they were getting shot at.
The little old lady that they threw to the ground and broke her hip, I don't think she was shooting at any police.
Right, and if there are people shooting in the streets, that's when I need my firearms.
I never said everybody who puts on the badge is good. Or doesn't have a mistake.
So you're saying you would not enforce, you would refuse to enforce a law that prescribed people that had that you were to go out and confiscate people's firearms. Okay, that's good.
I'd be one of the people who would get locked up because I would refuse to give up my gun.
All right, well, that's good. I'm glad that you have at least a line somewhere in the sand. It's important that people have that line. But for now, you are out there enforcing laws that do involve consensual crimes. And while you may let some people go here and there, you would put that guy in a jail cell for having a pound of marijuana, even though he at no point ever harmed another person. Don't you think that's wrong, John?
No, because in my morals, drugs are wrong. Drugs are illegal. I mean, I personally feel that drugs are bad.
I don't drink, I don't smoke,
I don't all that stuff.
Okay. Well, I understand that you think they're bad, and that's fine. You can have your opinion about that, but I like drugs. I like to smoke marijuana, and I like to have a few drinks from time to time. I don't hurt anybody, John. I do it in the privacy of my own home, and if I want to sit out on my front porch and smoke a joint, it certainly wouldn't hurt anybody to do that. Where's the harm? Where's the victim?
It's the law.
Well, the law sucks.
It may suck, and granted, a lot of people feel that it sucks. I mean, if they were to come out tomorrow and say, all narcotic laws are gone, you know what? You probably have a lot happier police officers out there.
The problem is, whenever they try that, even if they just try medical marijuana, the police chiefs come out and they lobby against every single one of those efforts. So they're not just enforcing the law; they're taking an active stance in favor of the law because it helps them bring more money into the departments. I appreciate your call tonight, and I hope you'll call us again. Thank you. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Fuel prices are at an all-time high with no relief in sight. Do you feel powerless against the large oil companies? Now you can fight back. Dure Alt Fuel Conditioner from Fuel Saver Incorporated is the solution you need for power, performance, and especially savings. Fuel Saver Inc.'s conditioner increases miles per gallon in gas and diesel engines and reduces emissions, saving up to 70 cents on each gallon of fuel you purchase. This remarkable fuel conditioner also cleans fuel injectors and pumps, reduces engine noise, and saves you money on costly repairs. Your engine will run like new with improved miles per gallon, and the savings far exceed the cost of the product. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com, or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811, or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Duralt Fuel Conditioner. Start saving on fuel today.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-952-9224, 800-952-9224, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-952-9224. 800-952-9224.
Provider and licensing details are available.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49, for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. Only moments remain. The phones are loaded. Not even going to bother giving out the number at this point. If you're on hold, we'll do our best to get through to you. Not going to give the number. I shouldn't give the number. Bad habit. Good habit, actually. Anyway, Signal CAI is the sponsor of the toll-free line, by the way. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like what we're doing on this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, we've got an easy way for you to do it. Just go shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You got to buy stuff to live. Amazon's got pretty much everything you need. I mean, they've got everything from their huge selection of books to a grocery store there now at Amazon. So go to amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter through that portal, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of anything you buy. Same great prices, same great service, free Super Saver shipping on a whole bunch of items, over 41 categories to shop in. So whatever it is you're looking for, whether it be a hot new video game, camping gear, I mean, baby stuff, you name it, they've got it. Go shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com and feel good because you're getting the stuff you need, the brands you trust, and you're helping support Free Talk Live. As we continue with your phone calls, let's talk to Mike in Charleston, listening on WSCFM. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing tonight?
It's great. What's on your mind?
I was just calling in with that police officer who was just down here, and I agree. Our law enforcement system, court system, the whole thing needs to be revamped so bad it's not even funny. I ran into a situation here in Charleston. The only criminal driving record I've ever had, I got a seatbelt violation about 8 months ago, which I love that. I mean, I could ride my motorcycle in South Carolina without a helmet. I can't drive without a seatbelt. But
amazing.
At any rate,
apparently you're not a big boy.
Apparently not. I'm 35 years old and not big enough. But
yeah, but believe it or not, here in our very own lovely New Hampshire, the only state of the 49 where it is allowed, people are okay. Like, we're all right here in New Hampshire without a mandatory seatbelt law.
Right. But I was I sent my check in, you know, to pay for this thing, and apparently my local place here doesn't take checks, and they sent my information back to the wrong place. I was on the way driving my dad to have a surgery. I got pulled over by a cop, and he told me my license was suspended.
Are you telling me that not wearing your seatbelt is a moving violation?
Well, I don't know. What it was is they I sent a check to pay for it.
Right.
And they didn't accept
it's not
my personal
paying the
check
fine,
they,
Mark.
Yeah, but
yeah,
that's
the
they can't suspend your license unless it's a moving violation. Is my
they
understanding.
Can do whatever the hell they want to do.
They suspended my license, and because in the state of South Carolina, it's a law that if you don't pay a fine and you get pulled over, they have to arrest you.
Jeez, so the government wants its money.
They arrested me, and I spent 15 hours in a jail. My brother had to come bail me out for $900.
This is what happens to the respectables out there. You know, I mean, it can happen. Every once in a while, you think that the government's out there, it's doing the good job, you know, they're working hard for you. Yeah, not so much.
Then you get targeted, and you weren't expecting it to happen. I mean, if you had liked the police prior to this event, what would that have done to your viewpoint of them?
You know, the thing is, I was even talking to my dad about this, you know, 20 years ago, police officer would have pulled me over and see my license was suspended. They would have said, sir, you know, talking to my dad, why don't you drive? You get over there in the other seat and get your license fixed, you know.
Yeah, wow. I suspect that's exactly what
they would have
done.
Told me that it was for a moving or a unpaid traffic violation. They knew what my suspension was for, and still they said they had to take me to jail anyway.
It's the law. We have to enforce the law.
And I'm sitting here going, you know, what's going on with this thing? I went to court over this thing 2 days ago. You talk about one of the fastest money-making things it is.
Yep.
I guarantee you in 15 minutes, our court there made well over $5,000 or $6,000.
Stole it. Yep. It's revenue generation.
Yeah, they stole that money. Hey, you know what? We're going to have Sam on from the Obscure Truth Network probably next Saturday. He's expecting to release a new 30-minute short film about his experience in the government courts, and it really does a great job. I've seen an early release of it. It does a great job of really expressing how the entire government court system is nothing more than a sham. And so I hope you'll tune in next week for that, because we got to keep going here with the calls. But thank you for the call the story tonight. Glad to hear from you. 800-259-9231. Hopefully Sam will wrap his movie is editing up by the end of next week. He has told me he's planning to have it released in time for Saturday's show next week. So we'll talk more about that at that time. We continue with your calls and go to David in Montana listening on KGEZ. Hello, David.
Listening to the last caller, it definitely comes down to the money or they're insane. And that's why I don't trust him, because I think the legislators and the law enforcers are insane, because a murder only gets 8 years, an attempted murder only gets 3 years. A friend of mine grows 20 plants that never hurt nobody.
Got 20 years.
They take his house. They took his car.
Oh,
they took his kids away from him. They put him in jail for 20 years because he had like about a half pound of dry bud with it.
But it's the law.
That's insanity. And they want us to think highly of them.
Yeah.
They should stand up and yell at their superiors that they put a peaceful person in prison for forever.
Right. If you really want to enforce the law,
life.
I agree completely.
And then they let these guys hire all these aliens, illegal aliens, and then they only send the illegal alien back. They don't take the guy that hired him. They don't take his property. Don't take his kid. Don't take his car. Don't take his whole family away from him and
but
put him in jail for 20 years.
Yep.
This is why we don't trust you. This is why we're mad at you. All you got to do is legalize the hemp and the cannabis, and you'll see that about 40 million people will be on your side, officer, and they'll be helping you, and you won't have to be chasing peaceful people and letting murderers go,
I agree with you, Dave, and the average cop is going to say that, you know, he doesn't have the ability to legalize marijuana. He does have some discretionary.
But you have the choice every single time.
But he could join law enforcement against prohibition.
That's true.
And believe me, a few dozen brave men in uniform would stand up and join law enforcement against prohibition. It would change the country.
Dave,
but they won't do
the
it. They don't have the spine. They're more worried about their paycheck.
Yep, you're absolutely right. Dave, thank you, sir. 800-259-9231.
If I was worried about my paycheck, I'd be doing Republican talk.
Hey, for anybody out there who might be a law enforcement officer or might know one who's listening, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, the website is leap.cc, LEAP.cc. It's mostly made up of former law enforcement officers because, again, they're all too cowardly to actually put their jobs and their reputations on the line while they're actually on the job. And I don't want to really crap on them too much here. I think they're great guys and they do great work. But there's only one in all of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. There's only one member who is actually a current law enforcement officer officer, one man in the entire world, and he's right here in New Hampshire. His name's Brad Jardis. He listens to this program, and as far as I'm concerned, Brad Jardis is a hero for having that level of courage to be able to be prepared to take whatever sort of retaliation the administrative people throw at him for having the courage to join law enforcement against prohibition. I agree with you, Mark. If there were another few dozen people like Bradley Jardis out there that would join law enforcement against prohibition, it'd be awesome.
Yeah, I made a mistake of saying men, and I meant to say people in uniform.
Yeah. All right, so 800-259-9231. But, yeah, you keep enforcing bad laws, coppers, and people are going to just hate you more and more and more. I'm sorry, but that's just the way it's going to be. As soon as you get a little courage and start saying no to these politicians, hey, wait a minute, you passed a law that restricts people's freedom? Oh, I'm not going to enforce that law. That's a bad law. If we had police officers who were actually actively...
They swear an oath to the Constitution.
Yeah, that were
and the Constitution, you know... It doesn't give the feds any kind of right to enforce drug laws, and it's pretty clear that these are issues of people being harmed,
right. if property
being stolen.
If police officers were peace officers again instead of law enforcement officers, if your primary job was to restore peace in that if somebody was harming another person, you were to put a stop to that and bring that person who did the harm to justice, people would love you, man. You would be heroes if you were stopping real criminals from committing real crimes instead of spending a bunch of time arresting pot smokers and old ladies for having their grass being too brown.
Right. You know, and unfortunately, you know, there's murders and robberies and rapes that are going uninvestigated every day in every town. But you can believe they're passing out them tickets and they're hassling people about smoking pot.
Let's continue here briefly, short on time. Daniel in Indy, listening on WXNT. Daniel, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, this is Indianapolis, Indiana.
Yes,
how are you doing?
Well, doing well. Go. You got like 30 seconds.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I've had some examples of some police that just treated me unfairly on the road.
Everyone does.
Oh yeah. One happened to be when I like to drive the speed limit, and I'm one of the few. And they pulled me over because I was driving the speed limit.
Yep, it's happened to me before.
And I've also been pulled over because of the time that I was coming home from work, because it happened to be that I was coming home at like 2 in the morning, and they pulled me over for no reason, and then he threatened to pull me into jail for no reason. Because he said that he was doing, because I talked to him, and I was telling him, well, I'm coming home from work. And he's like, do you want to go to jail? Yeah.
Just the attitude. I mean, the attitude, and beyond enforcing bad laws, their attitude is crap.
It's sometimes you get really nice guys. I've had, every pullover I've had has ended up well.
We can't, you're right, we can't generalize totally here, but
I can tell you the bad ones
rotten.
Like that are the ones that stick out in people's minds.
It is rotten. Hey, thanks, Daniel. We're done for tonight. Back on Monday. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.